From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, April 26th. I'm Sarah Reith. Black Lives Matter activists rallied in front of the Ukiah Courthouse Saturday to demand police accountability after the beating of Gerardo Magdaleno and to request an audit of the Sheriff's Department. Troy Altagnoli is a local Black Lives Matter organizer. She talked about the petition, which declares that the undersigned are horrified at the video of Ukiah Police Department officers beating a naked man in a state of mental health crisis. The petition addresses the police statement, which uses a euphemism to describe two officers simultaneously punching Magdaleno on the head, by adding, "We do not accept the distraction strikes claim, and this situation was dangerously escalated by the officers themselves."
What I'm looking at more so than anything else is police accountability. You know, making sure that our policing agencies that are dealing with substantial public contact are not abusing those powers. That the work that we have put forth and the work that is needed across the country is work that we can at least start to do, and then be transparent about what's happening with it. I mean, the Magdaleno situation was just a horrible thing.
Tognoli is a member of Ukiah's recently formed Equity and Diversity Committee, which is meeting this Wednesday.
My vision for that board is to look at the disparities in how we respond to certain crimes, to make sure that every group is have a representative, and there are many representatives. But my primary goal is to really see how far cities and other municipalities, county agencies, state agencies, federal agencies are really willing to put in the work to look at policing. So my thing is all about policing, really. I mean, I really want to see something done.
The Ukiah Police Department has not released the names of the officers involved in the Magdaleno beating, though according to police logs, Saul Perez, the responding officer, continues to respond to calls. Megan Wolf showed up early to help set up the rally. She talked about the call to audit the Sheriff's Department.
I wanted to take a close look at that and see how that money's really being spent, because there are so many other parts of the county that could really use money. It would better help the community, probably.
And what would you like to see from local law enforcement?
I would like to see them not go out of their way to beat up people that are clearly in need of help. I'd like to see law enforcement stop harassing homeless people. And I'd like to see more money spent on the community, supporting them, rather than hurting them.
Aurora Bell David, who's Black, and Anae Martichi, who is white, held matching signs that asked, "Is my life worth less than hers?" with arrows pointing at one another. They knew what they wanted.
What do you think about the guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin?
It needed to be done. It's a start. It's a start to justice.
And what would you like to see happen here in Mendocino County and more locally?
I would love to see a lot more Black-owned businesses, businesses with more culture, with more diversity, for hair, body, everything.
I agree. I think definitely more Black-owned business and more people of color owning businesses and just feeling empowered and like they are a part of this community just as much as everyone else.
I would like to see a lot more history for Black culture and different cultures explained and brought to attention, and not it being whitewashed as much, and telling the truth, and slavery being not such a soft topic, and it being taught straight up and being told to young and all that. It just, we need to move on from the racism, and we as a whole community need to do it. It can't just be one person or one culture or one people. It needs to be everyone.
Longtime activists Sheba Love and Diane Patterson have a sense for political theater. They brought a 5-foot-long wooden box with the word soapbox painted on it in old-fashioned mime troupe style letters. They recalled a lighthearted moment with police at a breast-snot bombs rally.
So I was like, God, how can we have something to carry all these things and look cool at the same time and be part of what's happening? So the soapbox.
What kinds of props do you need for a breast-snot bombs protest?
Well, you'd need somewhere to throw your clothes.
If you take them off!
And when you stand on top of the soapbox, you're just out of arm's reach, too, from the cops. With a little baby oil and a height, you can get away.
I remember when we were doing breast-snot bombs in D.C., and we had a line of women all exposing breasts and feeling safe and rocking it. And the police sort of came up behind us and said, "Excuse me, there are children in the park. You'll have to be, you know." And kind of awkward. But then Medea Benjamin of Code Pink was with us, and she said to the cop, "Now, could you move a little closer in? I want to get a picture." And of course, it was the perfect reverse psychology. He was out of there.
Thanks, Medea.
But no one really forgot why they were there. Ruth Van Antwerp held up a sign that was crowded with the names of Black people who'd been killed by police, including George Floyd.
What do you think about the guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin?
I think it's an anomaly, and it needs to be a normal thing. If you commit murder, regardless, you should be tried and convicted. I'm glad that he was found guilty, but it's just a drop in the bucket of the injustices.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.